guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Blondest Podcast. I'm your host, Savannah Boda, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host,
Tyler Jacoby. Yeah. I guess I have to say my last name. I really don't like saying my last name.
Go follow him on Instagram.
Can I just be Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. You can just be Tyler.
That makes me feel better.
Well, today, you guys, we have an awesome episode for you. And I'm trying to just think, like, what's been new? What's been exciting? A lot of you guys DM'd me about my podcast a couple episodes ago. And, like, you really liked the hard side of the industry and just really hearing, like, my story and what I went through. So I think we're just going to do some more personal podcasts like that because it did so well. Everyone really liked it. And I feel like it's so hard on Instagram because I try to be 100%. I am 100% myself on my Instagram, but it is also my business page. So I don't really talk. Like sometimes if I have like a really hard day and I'm like, I just need to get this out there and like just talk about it. I will, but I feel like the podcast is like my space to really talk about personal and deep things and really just a good platform for me and for you guys to know me better.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, like any sort of like long content is going to be more personal.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Because Instagram's like short and sweet most of the time. Like I'll like post a slide about stuff. But I really wanted to talk about just today talking about social media standards and just how it affects our mental health and what we can do as a community to, you know, be better for the younger generation. Because I feel like for me as a young adult, like I grew up with Instagram, with social media. Like I had a MySpace when I was like 7.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a MySpace?
Yeah, I would say like MySpace for me was like 3rd, 4th grade. I don't know how old that is.
Oh my God, that's so young.
7 is literally 1st grade.
You think so?
I know so.
I'm just now learning what ages kids are in certain grades because I have a kid now. So I don't even, like, I was like, when does he even start school?
Okay.
Like, does the government send you a letter and they're like, hey, enroll your kid? Like, how do you know when it's time? Mom blogs?
No. I feel like you have to, mom blogs, what?
Mom blogs. You just read them and they're like,
no, you just know. You should. That's just like common knowledge.
You think?
Yeah, like 5, 6 years old. That's when they start kindergarten.
Really?
Absolutely.
See, I never knew that.
You went through school.
I don't remember. That was like all a blur.
Okay.
I literally was like, when does Cyrus start school?
Yeah, 5 or 6.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good to know. Good to know.
But yeah, MySpace, definitely like 3rd or 4th grade.
Yeah.
It's like honestly so far ago, so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
That I can barely remember it. Like I know like you had like the little music thing.
Yes.
And, like you picked your music.
And then you your friends. You had like top 10. And yeah, that was some drama.
I don't remember that.
I do. Because I was always in the drama.
I mean I like vaguely remember it. But it's like I can't picture MySpace anymore. I think there's just been so many more platforms since then that it's like way back there.
I want to get into mine so bad just to see the pictures I have on there.
I bet they like auto. I don't know. I feel like I tried that when I was in high school and it's like not possible. But I also have no idea what email I would have used.
See, I tried to get in and I like texted my mom and I was like, I'm pretty sure it was her email because she like, you know, like watched my account, made sure everything was like safe. And she was like, I have no idea. She's like, I probably made like a random email for it.
Yeah. I don't know. But like, I feel like with those, I feel like if you're not active for like a certain amount of time,
they like delete it.
Probably.
I feel that.
It's been how many years?
God, 20. No, because it didn't happen when I was 4.
Yeah, like, not 20. But like 15.
18.
Yeah. Really long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were like the first generation to like
be like born into social media.
Yeah, like being a little erring on the side of too young of being on social media. Mm-hmm. And I think it like I think it made us funnier.
I think so too.
So
it builds character to be on social media. But the point is, like, it's just even for the generation now, like just the standards of everything that's so, you know, curated and so just seemingly perfect. I just remember being, you know, when I think Instagram has changed a lot, like the aesthetic of Instagram, you can even see like celebrities are doing it now where it's like the content that does the best is stuff that's not curated. Obviously not in like the aesthetics industry, like everything's so curated on my page. And like, I'm talking about like influencers, like normal people, like the vibe is almost like this effortless, like, you know, photo dumps. Like, that's what people are doing. Like, yeah. A picture of like a meal I ate last week, and then a picture of my dog in my bed, and then a blurry picture of me in a bathroom, you know, like, just, it's so like, it's to appear more organic and like authentic. And like, that's, it's like almost like Tumblr, but not as curated as Tumblr.
Well, I feel like when social media, like back in our day, mm-hmm. like middle school and stuff like that, like it was less curated. Like it yeah. wasn't as, and then like it got to this point where
it was the influencers, I think, like, and the bloggers.
Yeah, I feel like there's like ebb and flow with it, because mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll get back to where it's like all picture perfect. But I vibe with the
photo dumps.
That was my last post. Remember my like New York post was just like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was all a shit post.
I know. But before, like, people literally would like put on these photo shoots, you know, like literally like so curated. Like, I was watching this TikTok of one of these influencers, and she was like, no, like I literally like painted this photo prop and like got a photographer, like dressed up my dog, dressed up my husband, dressed up myself for this fall photo. And like, that's the shit that I saw. Like, I remember this photo that she was talking about, like when I was in high school, you know, mm-hmm. and you don't know the behind the scenes. Like, you think these influencers like live this life every single day and it's just perfect and it's not all curated. But I mean, when you're young like that, like you don't think, you know. Now that I'm older, I'm like, no, like obviously like this is like so planned and so staged. But when you're young like that and you don't know, you're just like watching these things and you're like, oh my God, like she just wakes up perfect every day. Like, these influencers really created the standard of like creating this like faux persona of this like fake perfect life, where they have avocado toast in the morning with like their perfect golden doodle, and you know, they have perfect makeup, and you know, they're on all these lavish vacations, and like there's never a bad day, you know.
Yeah, never.
Like, there was never a bad day. Every day they're put together, every day is a great day, they're, you know, whatever. And so for me as like a young adult, when I was younger, like watching these things, like it really affected my self-esteem. It really made me depressed, because I was like, oh my God, my life's not great. You know, like I don't have this. And I remember I had a friend in high school, and she was so obsessed with like taking photos and Instagram. And like, she was like really toxic for me, because I literally fed into that. And like, we would just hang out, but we weren't like, it was like almost like there wasn't a real connection between us. We hung out, we took pictures, we sat in bed, and we edited them mm-hmm. on our computers, like side by side in complete silence for like 3 hours. So like, we'd get together, get ready, do our makeup, go take pictures for like 7 hours, like in the middle of the woods in Flower Mound. And then we'd go back to our computers and we'd like download all the photos from the camera. Like, we had a professional camera that we would like take pictures of each other. And then we would just go through and like edit all of our photos and then post them. What do you mean?
Like, edit them on what? On the computer?
Yeah, I don't even know what we used. Like,
back then, Facetune was a thing.
Yeah, something. It wasn't like, it was like probably like some version of Photoshop or Adobe something, you know? But we did that every weekend, like for 3 years.
Were the pictures good?
No.
I didn't think so.
Like, they weren't great. Like, I have so many. Like, we like do so much. Like, they're so cringe. Like, they're so bad. Like, it was like the Tumblr photo age. Like, that was like the kind of pictures, like with the flower crown and then like throwing leaves and like fake laughing. Like, it was like those types of photos.
That's embarrassing.
I know, but that's what you did back then. And I remember just being so obsessed with like getting the best photos. And then selfies came.
Okay, yeah.
And then selfies became a thing, like the duck face, like that.
I still throw up the peace sign.
This space. Remember when people take pictures like this?
Yeah. Oh my God, the mouth open. It's like, the peace sign is hard for me, because I was in a group chat yesterday, you know, like with some friends, and I sent a selfie because I was showing this like shirt that I bought,
mm-hmm.
and I put up a peace sign, and then I like realized how embarrassing that is after. I was like, I will be 65 years old still throwing up the peace sign, and it's like, for what?
You'd be at my funeral, be like,
yeah, exactly. With your casket, holding it up with one arm.
You'll die before me. Statistically.
Why? Do women live longer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, fair.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt me. That hurts you.
I know. Please don't die. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just so toxic. And so now it just makes me nervous for Cyrus, you know? My son, like growing up in this like social media age. And I'm glad, honestly, guys, when I found out I was having a boy, I was so happy for a plethora of reasons. But one because of the day and age we live in. Like, if you have a daughter in this day and age, like, prayers, my hugs and kisses and everything go out to you, because I could not imagine. I could not imagine having a girl right now, because it is such a hard culture that we live in. And, you know, women are just mean, bully. I mean, guys bully too, but I feel like it's different.
Yeah, like I feel like girls have to like align themselves to whatever trend is going on at that moment. Like, mm-hmm. like what? Like bigger lips, smaller lips, less natural, more natural, mm-hmm. skinny as fuck, or like, ooh, thick. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And guys, it's like basically always the same. Like, it's yeah, do like, what you want to do. Like, if you're like a thick guy, cool. If you're a skinny guy, cool. Like, yeah. It's like there's less standards that you have to mold yourself into as a guy.
Yeah, and I'm personally scared of the BBL era that's dying down.
Well, good thing you didn't get one.
I know, but I know. I feel bad for all the girls. Like, could you imagine, like, going and getting spending all this money on surgery just for, like, the Kardashians to be like, no, it's over.
Well,
deflate your ass.
Sorry to anyone who's gotten one, but, like, there was no reason to ever do that. I mean, I can understand, like, if you are flat Stanley, like, getting a little bit of oomph, like, I can understand it. Yeah. But, like Kim Kardashian's, like, no offense to you, Kim, but, like, when it's, like, a planet behind you, there's no reason for that. That was too far.
It was too far. But that was the standard. And now that they're all taking their BBL out and, like, the 90s aesthetic, obviously, right now, is, like, coming back with, like, the low-rise jeans and, like, it's just scary. It's a scary time for a thick girl.
I feel like natural is always
the win.
Yeah, like you can't go wrong.
But
like it's not
I feel like
you're like
it's like the teeny tiny standard of like, and that worries me for women, because I felt like we were at a point where it was like it was good to be like a little on the thicker side, and like it was okay, and like everyone was accepting of it, and it made me feel not so, because I honestly wasn't born with a super skinny, like naturally skinny. I'm not a naturally like tiny boned person.
Yeah.
So, you know, when that was like the standard, like it was just hard, you know, like mm-hmm. my mom, like I remember when like people were like, oh, having a butt's a good thing. My mom was like, no, like when I was growing up, like you didn't want to have it. Like if you had an ass, like you were fat, like people called you a fat ass. Like that was like an insult. Like now if you're like, oh, girl, you got a fat ass. People are like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
they start twerking.
Yeah. But back then, like you didn't want to have, like having a big butt was like not a good thing. Like you didn't want that. And so it's just hard for me, because I feel like when changes and stuff like that happen, like it makes it harder for women to love their bodies. And it should be something that, like, you know, obviously we're beautiful no matter what. If you're big, if you're small, if you have no butt, if you have a butt, like that's, you know, you should feel beautiful, and society shouldn't rule that. But it is scary that the aesthetic right now is like changing. And it doesn't mean that's what happens even with houses. Like the clean, bright, like white and grays are going out, and like color is coming back. And now people are doing like green kitchens, which I love. Like it's my whole house obviously is very white and bright because I love that. But I love that like color is now coming back into the world. But I don't love that like the slim, thick era is dying, and it's going back to like, don't have a butt, don't have boobs, be as small as possible. Because for someone that's gone through like eating disorders and things like that, like it's just very triggering. Now I'm like in a place where obviously like I'm healthier. I'm a mom now. I've gone through therapy. Like I have tools in my toolbox to help me cope through things like this changing. But for younger women, mm-hmm. it's just very confusing. And it's really hard because you want to be in with the trends, and you want to be the ideal body that like celebrities are doing or influencers or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and it's just like, I feel like it's always going to be this way.
Yeah.
I don't know, especially like before social media, I don't know how things were decided, mm-hmm. like what people
the
who
rich.
Are in movies or like magazines or something like that. But like, I don't know what podcast I listened to before, but they kind of talked about how trends used to be way longer because like the feed of information was so much slower, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So like a trend would last for much longer, like 10 years or like mm-hmm. 15 years. But now like everything's so fast paced, you mm-hmm. can see everything so easily, and mm-hmm. people get sick of things so fast because it's mm-hmm. like it's not there and then it's there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and it used to be like slowly, like people would start to, oh, that's coming popular and stuff like that. But now it's like no one has something, and then like one person, one influential person, and then everyone has it. So then it's like people are like, oh, that's not cool anymore. And then it like goes to the next thing. So now it's like, I don't know how the world is going to keep up and how girls and stuff like that are going to keep up with having to change themselves constantly. And like, it seems like it's going to, I don't know how it's going to get better, but it needs to.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's hard to keep up with. And I mean, it's just a lot of stress. And it's like, I just hate it. Like, I hate it. And I, for me, you know, on Instagram and stuff, like I try to be so transparent. Like, obviously I do photo shoots for my brand. It's so different because I am a brand and I'm not just like a day to day, you're like lifestyle influencer. Like, that's not what my page is, you know? So I'll obviously like my whole page is curated, but I try like, cause I want my feed to be pretty, cause that's what brings clients in. That's what people look for on my page. So my page is extremely curated.
Yep.
Because I'm a brand, it has to be. If I was a lifestyle influencer, it'd be way different. Like my personal Instagram, like I literally post when I want to post. I don't post when I don't want to post. And it's very more natural and authentic. But on my like stories on my brand page, I try to be super authentic and genuine and present because that's where I can really like show the real me. So it's hard because I feel like people see like my Instagram feed and they probably are like, oh, this girl's probably like stuck up or perfect or whatever they think I am. And then they come to my stories and they're like, oh, she's not, you know?
Yeah.
And so I like to have that balance. But the other day I posted on my story and I was just talking about like not using filters and just like the Paris filter. We love her. It doesn't change your face. It just brightens your photos and like makes you look glowy. But like the face changing filters, I have a huge problem with because personally, I feel like it sets a standard, you know, that we're not good enough looking without a filter on. And like it causes body dysmorphia. It causes us to want to look the way the filter looks. Like it's just not real life. And I feel like it can be really toxic. Like, yes, they're fun, whatever. Like I understand if you like I look like shit and I want to post a picture, I'm going to throw a filter on. But for me, since I am in the aesthetics industry and I am such a big advocate of self-love and loving yourself and the skin you're in. And like, I'm always telling my clients, like, don't let your acne define you. Don't let, you know, your pores or texture, hyperpigmentation define who you are as a woman. I feel like it's hypocritical for me then to go on my stories with, you know, a face altering filter that makes my lashes longer and my cheeks rosier and my face slimmer and my nose smaller, like to be like, selfie, you know, and then, you know, show that. So I try to show like even when I look like fucking dog shit, like you know, that I'm not always perfect, because then you go to my page, you're like, oh, here she is all done up with makeup and her hair curled with a photo shoot that's so curated. But then there is also that side of me on my stories where I'm like, I literally, this is what I look like day to day. Like I just woke up, like I have postpartum hair loss, like my hair's sticking up. So I try to really show that because I feel like if I wasn't that way, then it would just be disingenuous. Like I look like that photo shoot one day a year, or how many times I do a photo shoot a year. Like I don't look like that every day. I don't have my makeup professionally done every day. I don't wear clothes like that every single day. Like that's not real life, you know?
No, it's not at all.
So I really try to do that. And when I posted that post about like, I know I look like fucking shit right now. I don't care. Here it is. Like I want to be authentic and genuine and open with you guys on my page because I want you to be able to feel that you can do the same way. Because I remember there was one girl I followed, cannot tell you her name, but it stuck with me. Her face is like, I think she doesn't even use Instagram anymore. Because have you ever followed someone and you love them and then like one day they just drop off the face of the earth and like their Instagram's gone? You're like, who was she? Like,
no.
Okay, well, that happened to me.
You're like, no. I also, I don't follow anyone that I don't like personally.
Personally, no, that's true. Well, anyways, this one girl, she was the one that made me feel like it was okay to do stuff like this and, you know, really inspired me that like, oh, like I don't have to look perfect all the time. Cause she would be like, oh, I woke up, here's my big pimple. Like, you know, here's like my cellulite, whatever. Like, I don't care. And I was like, oh my God, like she's so real. Like I never would have known she had cellulite. Cause from her feed, like she looks perfect. You know, like if she didn't post that, I would have never known. And I have cellulite. So I was like, okay, like that made me feel less alone and like, okay, this bitch is like fucking perfect, but she also has cellulite. Like made me feel like I related to her more. She was a real person. She wasn't that just this like fake figure on social media. And so when she started doing that, that's when on my page, I was like, now I felt like she gave me permission to be me, you know? And then once I started doing that, I mean, my following grew a lot because people related to me and they're like, they liked that content because I think everyone was so sick of everyone pretending to have this perfect life because we're just sitting on our phones watching all these people live this perfect life and like this beautiful, perfect day when in reality, you know, their husband might be abusive and their kid might like, I don't know, be failing his classes or like, you know, whatever family drama they have, yeah. You know? But you would never have known that from their page. It looks like everything's perfect. So then you sit there, you compare your life, and then you are felt less than, and then you are trying to obtain these goals that like they don't even fucking have themselves. Yeah. Like you're like trying to live up to something that doesn't even exist. That's just curated and fake. Like everyone has their own shit, and social media is so toxic in that way that like we sit on the app all day. We go through these people's feeds. We, you know, stalk different people and we're just like, oh my God, like their life is so perfect. But it's like, you don't know that. Like they show you the good parts. They show you, it's the highlight reel. They show you the best parts of their life. And so I really value people in this industry and people on Instagram in general or social media in general that show the good and the bad. But it's such a fine line too, because I want to have a positive page. Like I want it to be positive, but I also think like life obviously isn't always great.
Yeah.
And I never want to trigger anyone, you know, and talk about things and be like, bitch, no one wants to see that. Like I get on social media to distract myself from all the bad things in the world. I get that.
Yeah.
But also I feel like sometimes there are things that like I do want to talk about that aren't like the most positive things, you know, that I want to share with my page because I just feel like no one will ever really truly relate to you or know you if you're only showing the good stuff. People really bond in the hardest times. Like that's really what pulls the community together. It's not the good things, it's almost the bad things, like the true, the real, the raw, the ugly that nobody wants to talk about. And it's made me feel less alone. Like there are things that I thought that I was the only person that went through certain things, and then I'd post about it and my DMs would flood with all of these messages of like, you're not alone, I do the same thing, I'm the same way. And then so it was almost like therapy for me too, you know, like I'm sure it helped them to hear it because I mean, you're not going to go to lunch with like your mom friends and be like, I had a panic attack last night. Like, you know, and they'll be like, oh, you know, you don't say that. You're like, oh yeah. So like, we're going to Cabo next week and my husband just got me a new Porsche and, I just got these new Lululemon leggings. Like, aren't they so cute? Oh my God, you should get this style. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like no one has these real deep combos anymore. So anyway, so what I posted was talking about how I just get these points in my life where I get severe anxiety and stress, and I just want to organize everything, every drawer, every crevice. Like I just want to clean it and make it clean because I feel like if I can control one thing, like my life is in control, you know? And it like literally eats me up, like to the point where I just want to cry and scream and punch a hole in a wall. Like I get this like overwhelming anxiety that like I need to literally dump every drawer, clean it, wipe it down, reorganize it. And if I don't do that, like I'm going to have a panic attack. And I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like I get to that point where it's just so hard, hard. And I posted about it and so many people were like, I do the same thing. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not alone. And I like cried about it. Cause I was like, that to me was something that I never talked to anyone about, not even my own family, because I thought I was crazy. Yeah. Like I thought like no one else is letting a fucking disorganized drawer cause them this much panic and stress. But I realized through therapy over the years that like, it's not the drawer.
No, it's like,
it's deeper than that.
You feel like what's around you is representative of your life. So if like, if the stuff around you isn't clean, pretty, like organized, like put together, you feel like your life is in disarray.
Yes.
And that like it manifests into everything else, like your work, your family, everything else. Like you, your brain is making like a connection between your surroundings and like
your self-worth.
And everything else. And
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I feel like.
Do you ever get like that?
Sometimes, but not really. I feel like I can definitely have a messy room for a day or two, but then it'll get to me. But I don't know if like I would say that it ties in with like, I mean, I do feel like, I feel like I can think better if I'm in a clean space and stuff like that. So I do think that's true, but I don't know if it's necessarily to the point that you're trying to describe. But I feel like, I mean, everyone in your life who's close to you knows that you like everything to be very put together and mm-hmm. that stuff like that. And I don't think it's a problem. I think it, if it helps you,
yeah,
it's a good thing at the end of the day. Like, I know it can verge on being debilitating and like not a good thing, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I mean, like, if something helps you, if it helps you to clean, if it helps you to do things,
it's not like, I could be doing like math.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, there are a lot worse vices to have than like organizing or stuff like that. So I just
think for me, I hate that it's so debilitating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish it was just like, oh, like, I would like this clean instead of like, no, like, fucking has to be clean or like, I will not be like, I'm mentally not okay right now. And mm-hmm. I have to like go and clean everything and color organize everything and like, I think I get to the point where it's just so fucking extreme that it's just like,
I feel that
overwhelming. And then I don't even know where to begin. And I just feel like consumed by like this anxiety and just, it's just like, I go into this like dark hole, but it's not every day. Like it's like once a month I get like this. And you know, it's mostly, I feel like I notice a trend of like when I feel like things are out of control in my personal life or like in work, then you're like you said, like I try to make everything else around me perfect, because if my surroundings are perfect, then like I'm perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I think it's when you get busy, like we talked about on a couple podcasts mm-hmm. ago, like you had all this shit coming up at one time
mm-hmm.
and then like
it just stopped.
And then like 2 weeks later, as it's like all coming up,
mm-hmm.
that's when you started to like do it again. And that's when you, that one, or that's whenever you had that Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
story and you were doing it at home.
Yeah.
You and Lance emptied out every drawer in the house and redid everything. I think it definitely, and I think it helps when you can identify
and self-aware.
Yeah, being more self-aware, like noticing, okay, this stuff triggers this mm-hmm. stuff is what's going on when I feel like it. I mean, it's going to take a while to realize those things, but once you start to realize what triggers and what like is causing you to feel like that.
Yeah. My phone's going the fuck off. It's my dad.
I'm dead. But yeah, no, I think, like, I feel like we talked about this on a couple podcasts ago, but just being self-aware and like actively trying to just make it better. Because again, like I said, I don't think it's a bad thing to be organized and to mm-hmm. be things, but it's having that fine balance between knowing
and
that it's not
basing your self-worth on how organized your house is.
Yeah,
like that doesn't define you as a person, doesn't define you as a mother, doesn't define you as a wife. It doesn't define you as like a friend. Like it's just such a little thing, but
yeah. And the same thing applies to social media. Like, because like, if you're not curated or if you're not following the trends or if you're not doing any of these things, just because other people are doing them, it doesn't change anything about you. It doesn't make you less of a person. It doesn't make you like not cool. Like any of these things that social media makes you feel like and stuff like that. Like it, like I don't do any of that shit. And I'm still cool.
Damn right. I follow Tyler. I'm like, whatever he buys, I buy for Lance.
Yeah, that is true. It's kind of hard, guys. I can't be my own person anymore.
I'm sorry. I'm just making Lance your little mini me.
He's bigger than me.
I know.
I'm now his mini me.
That's so funny. Well, I needed help with fashion because I fucked up and I gave him a shirt.
That was funny.
No.
Okay. So Savannah started shopping for Lance because Lance does not care about style. He does not care about like nice clothes. He doesn't care about anything. And
let me just say real quick, the thing about Lance that gets me is this man will have like 5 shirts that he goes in steady rotation. So like, okay, this is Lance. This is like his thought process. So he will wear a shirt, like the same shirt, like he'll wash it, but like he'll wear it until it literally is unwearable. Like it gets a hole. It's, you know, I'm not like that. I like all my shirts. I want them to last a very long time. So like I wear them once a month, you know, mm-hmm. or like have several, like a lot of shirts so that I can wear them at different times so I don't wear it to the ground.
Yeah.
Lance's process and thought process about clothing is you wear it till it's unwearable and then you buy new clothes. So you just wear like the same outfit until it like cannot be worn anymore. Like he wears it to the ground, to the ground. I'm like, why? I'm like, I like this shirt on you. It's a good shirt. Like, I'd like you to have it for 10 years or whatever, not 10 years, but like, I'd like you to have it for like 5 years. So like, let's get you more stuff so that you can just, you know, wear different shirts and then make, you know, if you don't spend so much time on one shirt, it'll last longer.
Yeah, no, exactly. But so Savannah started buying him new clothes on her own, going rogue. Not that she knows men's fashion.
I don't.
At all.
And you guys, okay, let me say, y'all know I like my florals. I like patterns. I like patterns.
She likes
colorful. I love colorful patterns. Yep. I love statements. I love color.
So she starts buying him these button-up shirts that are really nice. I mean, I like some of the shirts from the brand. I like a lot of them, actually. But some of them err on the side of being a little fruity, if you will. And so...
But I didn't think they were.
No, you didn't. And it's fine. I mean, like, they're not the worst. It just didn't... It didn't look good. But, you know, so we went to a dinner. Did we tell this on the podcast before?
No.
I don't know. But...
Well, first I put him in it. And Tyler looks at him first. And he's like...
I looked at Savannah. I looked at Lance. I looked back at Savannah. And I said, he looks like he's interested in men. But Savannah gave it the green light.
She said, no, he doesn't. I said, yeah. Text your group chat and ask them what they think.
And everyone agreed with me, obviously. We're the girls and the gays. That's what the group chat agreed with me. But it was fine. Like, it wasn't the worst. She had some worse shirts in there than the one that he was going to wear. So we went to the restaurant. It was a steakhouse. And then we sit down. Savannah and I both order, what is it called?
I don't know.
Cotton candy martini.
Well, no, before we even ordered that, because they asked Lance first, remember? Because they were like, Lance, like, they were like, what would you like to drink? And Lance was like, I want like a cocktail.
Yeah, and then they offered him a cotton candy martini, which is like not a very...
masculine drink.
Not a masculine drink at all. Like, I don't think I've ever seen... a straight man order a cotton candy martini.
Do you think it was because also you were there? Like, if it was just me and Lance and he was in that flamboyant shirt, like, do you think they would have offered him that? Or do you think they thought that y'all were the couple and I was just, like, y'all's bestie?
I don't think so. Y'all literally have... we had Cyrus with us.
Oh, we did. Well, what if I was your, like, nanny? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was the shirt. I think they thought y'all were lovers.
No, I think... Well, if anything, they thought we were lovers because of the shirt. Like, the shirt plays in somewhere into the story, because there's no way the shirt is vital.
Okay.
So, and I personally don't wear flamboyant clothes. It's just not something that I'm... patterns scare me. I've always been like a solid, very plain, clean look. Like, that's just how I've always been. I just don't think I look good in patterns. I don't think I can pull them off.
Yeah.
And so Savannah realized that she may have fucked up a little bit.
When they offered the cotton candy martini, I was like, okay, y'all are right.
So then she was like, well, Tyler, what do you wear? And I was like, well, my favorite brands are like All Saints, Theory, stuff like that. So she just bought Lance every single piece of clothing from all my favorite brands. And so now I'm like, oh, I have that shirt too. Oh, I love that one. I still haven't been able to buy that one yet. Nice. So Lance is living my dream.
And he doesn't even appreciate it.
And he doesn't appreciate it at all. And I'm like, and so...
Lance could give two fucks about clothes. And Tyler's over here like, I would literally bust my butthole wide open for that shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Because he gets like every shirt in every color. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. It was funny because Savannah and I went shopping together. I don't even know what we went for, but we stopped by Theory. And I got a couple shirts and she got Lance a bunch of stuff. And then we got home with our bags. And I brought mine in because we took Savannah's car. And then I needed to bring my clothes in so I could bring them to my car when I left. And Savannah's like, Lance, try on your clothes. And so he like walks off and then he walks in and he is wearing this shirt and the buttons are literally like pulled taut. Like it is like showing his chest. It is like, it is so small on him. And he goes, Savannah, what the fuck is this? Like, why would you buy this for me? And we were both looking at it and we were like, is that really what the large looks like on him? Like, yeah. There's no way. And I was like, what size is that? And he goes, like, takes it off, looks at it, and he's like, it's a small. And I was like, that's mine. He got so embarrassed. He was, do you remember? Yeah. He was like, I'm so sorry.
He's like, I'm so sorry for wearing your shirt, Tyler.
I was like, it's fine. He goes, no one told me that you guys, you got clothes too. Like, all the bags were together. And I was like, it's literally fine.
Oh my God, Lance was so mortified. He was like, I'm so sorry for wearing your shirt.
Like, do you want me to wash it? I was like, no, like, you're fine. But yeah, Lance now has my whole style. And I mean, it looks good on him.
It's because y'all flamed me for making him look flamboyant.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, the clothes are good. I can't hate on him.
Would you not agree that, like, those types of shirts, like, it's the way you wear them. You know, if you wear a flamboyant shirt, you have to have a certain kind of, like, swag with it, you know, to be able to wear it.
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, I said...
So you just think, it's a gay shirt? Like, that shirt...
I don't know.
Like, you don't think, like, a straight man that was, like, had a little more suave and swag with him wear it and pull it off as a straight man?
Maybe. I mean, I just don't like those types of clothes. Okay. I mean, it's cute on you and stuff like that, but, like, as, like, men's clothes, I've just never been interested in them, and I don't personally like them, so it's hard for me to...
I feel you.
Know what type of vibe requires that shirt.
I
don't feel like I could ever pull it off.
No, yeah. I can relate. No, I can't.
So
I look great in patterns.
Yeah. Okay. fair. I look good in solid.
I think you'd look good in some patterns.
I wouldn't spend money on it.
You can wear one of Lance's extra large.
Okay, yeah.
Coral shirts.
It'll be like one of those like Balenciaga dress shirts.
Yeah.
That's what I'll wear.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, I was telling Savannah we're gonna start like maybe I shouldn't say this.
You can say it. If it's horrible, we'll cut it out.
I was just going to say, like, gaslight Lance into thinking he, like, weighs way too much. That way he loses a bunch of weight so I can share his closet with him.
No, yeah, that's funny. It's not bad.
I mean, it's not nice to gaslight people, but I just want to share his clothes. Like, it's nothing about him. I was like, even though he looks great, still need to just, like, make him feel like...
Or you can gain weight.
That's not happening.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's not happening. We got a trip that I need to go on. I cannot... No.
That's so funny.
Nope.
But anyways,
I did learn
what?
That we are a similar, if not the same, shoe size. So that one was stored up here.
I love that. You're like, I remember. Yep. The North remembers. Or is it the South remembers? It's from Game of Thrones. I think it's the North remembers.
Yeah, it's probably the North remembers. I don't know.
It's been a while. But anyways, back to social media. We'll wrap this up. I encourage all of you guys to stop using filters, unless it's the Paris filter, because we love her. But like, I'm talking about these face altering filters because it does create a fake sense. And don't even just do it for you. Do it for the younger generation that's looking at these things. And that's like my biggest fear for the young girls that are like seeing how their face would look if they had bigger lips or like this or that. Like, you know, and then they want to get lip filler and like things like that. Like We don't know how much we inspire the younger girls. Actually, I feel like they're mean. And I feel like
the younger girls,
like they know, I don't know, there's something about a 13-year-old girl. They're confident. Some, not all, but.
Well, to me, it's just crazy that like back in our day, like, have you seen those TikToks where it's like what my Instagram photos looked like when I was 14, 15?
I was literally dancing to Kesha's walk like a dinosaur with like. 3D glasses where you take the lenses out and my bangs were all the way to the side and I was wearing graphic tees. What was that place called? Delilah's. Do you remember Delilah's? Probably not. It was a girl's clothes shop. Delilah's graphic tees where it was like, remember the cat that like was like her tongue was out, but it was like rainbow and it was like a toast cat.
Okay. Yeah. That's, I'm sorry.
I had that shirt. Or like the shirts where it was like a bear and the bear was wearing 3D glasses. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I do know. I can picture it now that you're describing them, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And then like pictures that like these teenage girls are posting now where they actually look like adults. And it's like, but they're just trying to, they're replicating what they see on social media. And like, it's like, they can't even be kids anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's like. Kids grow up so fast now and they're exposed to so much that I don't know how the world's gonna
go on.
I mean, it's crazy, but
I know it's people are losing their like innocence so fast.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't even like know.
You can't be a kid anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how long innocence lasts anymore. Like I swear it's until you're like 5 years old, six years old, because that's when like you get given an iPad and you're left to do what you want with it. And
I know. I want to try to preserve Cyrus's innocence as long as I can.
Yeah, well,
but you don't also want them to be naive. It's just, it's a hard fine line as a parent, because it's like you want them to not be bullied by like being like the weirdo, like kid left out that doesn't have TikTok or social media. Like, oh, it's weird. But then it's also like you want to protect them from these things.
Well, the thing is like especially once they go to school, there's no more protection.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just, it is what they hear and see and everything. It's just like the friends they're with. It's so much. It's just so much stress. I don't even like thinking about it because it makes me sad. But it is crazy though, how much social media does really, you know, affect us. And like, that's why for me, like, I feel like us adults and like people now like do better for the younger generation so that they feel like they have a space to like be themselves. And I do feel like Gen Z is definitely more of like a loving, sensitive and accepting group of people rather than like our generation or a bunch of fucking assholes. And millennials are just like millennials. But I feel like the Gen Z generation, I definitely think like bullying is less prevalent. I mean, from what I hear, just things have changed. Like, I have a lot of teenage clients and, you know, I talked to them about high school and, you know, I talked to one of them really deeply about it the other day. I was like, what's like, do people, is it bullying? Like, is there a lot of bullying? She's like, there is some. She's like, but it's not like awful. Like, it pretty much gets shut down like really quick. And I remember when I was in high school, I'll never forget this. I had a girl who would bully the fuck out of me every day after school. Like, once 4 o'clock hit, like, she was on Twitter, like, she was on every app, and it was because they wouldn't do anything about it. Like, I went to the principal with my mom and dad, and they're like, it's affecting her at school because she's posting all these things. Everyone that follows each other, everyone follows each other. Everyone knows it's happening. They're like, well, if she's not tweeting these things and posting these things on campus during school hours, it's out of our hands. My mom's like, that's so fucking dumb because it's affecting her at school.
Yeah.
Like, just because they posted it at 6 p.m. when she's at home doesn't mean it's not affecting her while she's on campus. And they're like, well, out of our hands. If it's not tweeted while they're in the building, like, it's not our problem, basically. Yeah. And now it's like, it doesn't matter if you do it in the middle of summer, if one school's out of session, it's Christmas break, if you do it at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, if you say something about someone else, like, they're going to, it's, and it affects them at school.
Yeah.
You're still going to get in trouble for
Absolutely.
It. And so times have changed a lot when it comes to, I think, the, you know, superintendents or people in power at schools and stuff are very much more sensitive to bullying and things like that.
Yeah.
And there's better rules about it and things like that. Because for me, I was just like, they were like, sucks. Try to get her to bully you while you're at school and then we'll do something.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things back in the day that just don't fly anymore. And we've talked about that before, but it's just like, there's a positive and a negative side to like how woke things are getting. Like, sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little too much sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, especially in situations like that. And that's why I think like the filters and all this other stuff, like, people are going to start to realize more and more that, like, and that's why, like,
authenticity wins over everything.
Yeah. And like, people, I mean, I think it's even starting, like, just in the way of manifesting through, like, people are starting to do less makeup and people are starting to like care more about skincare and more about health and all these other things. Like, I think we're getting back to a better place with it, but it's like, you never know.
I think health and wellness and more natural is the trend right now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm even on my own journey to becoming, you know, a healthier, more natural person. Like, I'm trying to, you know, dissolve my lip filler. I'm trying to get back to my natural hair color. I took my extensions out. Like, I want to feel beautiful. Like, of course, I'm always going to get Botox. I'm always going to do skincare. I am not saying it's bad to dye your hair. I'm still going to get highlights. I'm just saying I'm trying to transition just to be a little bit more natural than I was. Like, I feel like it's like gaudy now to be super fake, you know, and I'm not judging anyone. If that's like what you love, like, that's what you love. But I think it now with the trends appears like kind of trashy.
Yeah.
And just have like overfilled lips and, you know, be so fake. Like, I think fakeness right now is trashy.
Yeah.
And people like are leaning more towards that like natural beauty, but still doing things to achieve that natural beauty, but just being more comfortable in your skin and not wearing 10 layers of makeup and like hiding, you know, from whatever. Like, yeah. I just feel like more natural is in, and like the skincare industry right now is a really good industry to be in, mm-hmm. because everyone wants to look good without makeup on. Everyone wants to wake up and have low effort. It's like, we do these things, like we put in a lot of effort to look like we had no effort, you yeah. know, like that's kind of the trend right now. It's like, yeah. get a lash lift so it looks like you're wearing mascara, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, get your brows microbladed in shape so that like you can like wake up and look great and yeah. look like you didn't try, because you didn't. It's already done, you yeah. know? So I think that's kind of where the trends are going now, definitely, is like more natural, which I love. I yeah. think it's a really good trend to like just see your inner beauty and outer beauty a little bit more. And
absolutely,
you know, we all have a part to play. If you think you don't, like we do, there's somewhere, somehow, like you're influencing somebody. And we talked about that, like you can have one follower. If you're on social media, you are an influencer. It doesn't matter yeah. how many followers you have. Like, I mean, God, there's people I follow from high school that will post like they ate at a restaurant and I'm influenced to go there because yep. it looked good from their post, you know? Mm-hmm. So you never know who you're affecting when you're on social media. So just always be like cognizant of that and mindful of it and, you know,
yep.
do good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I think that, like, you know, I appreciate the naturalness. I don't think like there needs to be these high standards or anything anymore. Like it's, I've talked about it before, but just that like social media is really good for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And we just need to, as a community, mm-hmm. phase out the parts that aren't ideal and aren't yeah. positive for everyone. Like yeah. there's no reason to have them in there. And I think like, especially with like the face altering filters.
I loved when Texas banned that, but yeah, now they like gave ask. It back.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. And I don't mean I just what I've heard, because I've seen people I follow that are in, Texas and use them. So I don't know. But I just think, you know, I'm not against it. I mean, I am, but I'm not going to judge you if you do it.
Yeah,
I
just feel like we're saying like you're a fucking horrible person
if you use face altering filters. No, but like, just for me personally, my brand, what I advocate for, what I preach daily, it would be hypocritical of me to put a face altering filter on my own face.
Yeah.
And trust me, I still like filler. I still like Botox, like whatever. But I do think just loving yourself and the skin you're in, especially if you're an esthetician, like, well, I just feel, especially like, and normal people, it's different. But as estheticians that are preaching, like, love your skin, love yeah. the skin you're in, I feel like it is hypocritical of us to then go. And, you know, which I mean, I get like maybe for like a fun photo, whatever. Like, I'm just saying, my personal opinion is that we as estheticians should be the ones to show our natural skin, show how we look naturally, and not
yeah.
do that.
I mean, I feel like for everyone, like, I feel like it is, I feel like to do that, especially all the time, it's like really damaging to your self-image.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it's really damaging to your self-image. And like, it's almost like, it makes you, when you look at yourself in the mirror,
this,
like,
Tyler,
you're
yeah.
not going to like what you see, because
you're so used to seeing yeah. a different version of yourself that's
exactly.
not even real.
Exactly. And then like, you're always going to want to look like that. And it's like, there was nothing wrong with what you looked like in the beginning, or what you actually look like. There's nothing wrong with it. It's like, these filters aren't even realistic for how people are born to look. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, they're not, they change things so, a lot of them change them so drastically that it's like, no one looks like this naturally.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't think it's positive for anyone. And it changes your self image of yourself. And then like, and then it's like, also like, when you go out and you like meet people, or like you do anything, it's like,
you don't look like that.
Like, I mean, not, no shade or whatever, but like, there are some people that I've seen on social media, and then I meet them in person, and I'm like,
that's not you.
Okay.
I have had clients come in that like I followed on Instagram, like, and it's yeah. like, you know, when people have like totally Elizabeth, that's not anyone, I'm just saying, like, that's their at name, you know. Yeah. You don't really know like their real name, or if they're like Champagne and Chanel. I'm yeah. not that is a girl, and that's not a client. I just want to say, okay. just put that out there. That's just, I'm thinking of like blogger Instagram yeah. names. She is not a client of mine. I love her page. She's cute.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really know their real name,
yeah.
but you just know them by their Instagram handle.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever. Like me, mine's not at Savannah Boda, it's at the Dallas Esthetician.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, my name's all over my social media, but
yeah.
some people don't have that.
Yeah.
So I've had clients come in and didn't know that they're like this person I follow on Instagram, like, because they don't look the same. Like, yeah. They're not the same fucking person.
Yeah.
Like, I would have like literally jaw dropped when one of my clients recently was like, oh, yeah, like this is my Instagram. And I was like, no fucking way. Yeah. Like, what? So I'm just saying.
And like, you're like, oh, yeah. I totally knew that the whole time.
No, like, definitely. Yeah, like, but I never want someone to think that of me. And I actually, yeah. The biggest compliment I've ever had from a client was when she came in. She was like, you're so much skinnier and prettier in person.
Yeah.
No, and I was like, that's so nice.
No, I mean, a lot of the times when we're out to dinner and someone sees you or something, like, not that it happens all the time, but like, we'll go out and other estheticians just happen to be at the restaurant or like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they always tell you like, oh my gosh, you look even better in person. I feel like that's a really nice thing to say, because like,
or you look the exact, I've heard you look exactly like your skin looks same. Exactly, yeah. Like I've
a lot had of the clients times say that to happened. Me yeah.
They've come in like, wow, your skin's like actually that good in person, you know. Yeah.
And it's like, I think
which
that,
is sweet.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's better to give people and show people what you actually are, because it's the real you, and then they're not going to have like some other expectations or anything when they meet you, and then it's like a negative reaction
experience
on their yeah. end, and like you, and then you too are gonna feel
that
nervous
negativity. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're gonna feel nervous because like meeting people and like you can't fucking face your
face tune in real life.
Yeah, like it's, you're gonna be what you are, and so like you're gonna like not doing that stuff, you're not gonna affect your self-image, you're not gonna be nervous or anxious when you're going out in public and people mm-hmm. are gonna see you for who you really are, which was never bad in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's just like I don't know. It's like, just be who you
and
are.
And too, something that like really sat with me, I don't know, I guess it might be just from becoming a mom, but like when I used to like face tune my photos, because I did.
Yeah.
100%. Always. And I would look back and be like, I'm going to look back at these memories and it's not me.
Yeah.
Like
no,
these are
real.
Not, it's not what my face looked like.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I have all these photos of these memories and they're all face tuned. And I'm like, that's not actually, you know what I'm saying? It's not really me. I'm going to look back and have all these memories that are not my actual face or like yeah. what I actually looked like.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just feel like as a society, like we just need to love ourselves. And I get like maybe fixing like a blemish on your face or whatever. Yeah. Like if you're obviously not an esthetician, you're just like a normal human listening to this. Like,
yeah,
I get that. Like you have a big ass pimple on your face, like blur that shit out. Like,
yeah. And it's like, that's not what you look like every day. It's not like that pimple is permanently yeah. on your face. So like, it's not life-changing to like patch yeah. over a little pimple, like,
but I mean
that was
I
gone
see these
2 days
dramatic
later anyways.
Ones
yeah.
of people like literally like reducing their neck size, like Kim Kardashian yeah, just recently did that, like literally like things I wouldn't even think about, like I was yeah. like after I saw that video it made me self-conscious about how thick my neck is, and I was like, is my neck thick? Like, so it's like, it's a negative thing, like don't do that.
Yeah, but no, just love yourself.
Love yourself.
I mean, it's hard. I have a hard time with it. Savannah has a hard time with it. It's not easy, but like the more you do it, the more it's like you don't even think to go and like, I would never think about downloading Facetune now. I mean, like back when I was in high school and I had horrible acne and like all these other things, like it was like, I didn't really know, but I would send it to like a friend or something who used Facetune all the time and be like, can you just like fix this just a little bit?
Yeah.
But like now I would never even think about that. And I mean, yes, my skin's better and stuff like that now, but it's just like, I don't know. It's
just a different lens of life that you
yeah,
have.
Yeah. And
now.
It's like, I don't want my biggest fear is like, I would never want to one, change my self image, and two, like go out in public and be like, this is not what I look like. Like mm-hmm. it's terrifying. But
yeah. Or like the worst is like if you edit all your photos and then you go to someone's tagged photos and you're like,
it's funny. I never look at people's tagged photos.
I
Maybe
do.
I should start doing that.
It's so funny. What's that mean?
Maybe. No, maybe a little bit, but it's like, it's not your fault.
Yeah, that's true. Like, and not like normal people, but like influencers that
influencers,
you follow that
yeah.
like they post something.
Or like someone like saw like, them on the street and took a like a fan photo with them.
Yeah,
or
and
something
you're
like
why?
That.
For what reason? Like,
yeah, and you're like, I didn't realize that. That's a good way to
find fakes.
Fakes. But I'm pretty sure on my page, and you can probably do it with anyone, like you, I have mindset to where like I have to approve it.
Oh.
To where it, I get. That'll no. show up on my tagged
Everyone
photos.
Just, it's so funny. Oh my God. Speaking of Facetune. So
I have to pee
seminar,
so bad.
Okay. We're almost done. Okay. After the seminar, after people like took photos with me and everything, I was looking at all my tagged photos. This person, I have to find it. They fucking Facetuned the fuck out of my face. And I was like, who is this? And it was me. And I was like, there's no way. And it was just so funny. I was like, well, thank you for, I guess, like, that was, like, nice. Because I guess she...
Did she do it well?
No, it does not look like me. Okay. I was like, who the fuck is this? And it was me.
Well,
and
I
was,
wish, like, that girl who posted the picture with me Facetuned me. Because I think that's honestly one of the worst pictures I've taken in the past 5 years.
Just zoom in on that picture of me.
Oh.
Like, so Facetuned. Like, I look like a caricature.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't know who posted it, but why do they look more natural than you?
I feel like they just, maybe she's like, maybe I look busted in that picture, and she was thinking, let me just Facetune Savannah a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think.
No, it's definitely not my face, because I have all the other pictures from that day, and definitely Facetuned.
I mean, it's not the worst.
Well, it's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, it's
pretty fucking bad. Let's just be real. It's pretty fucking bad. Yeah.
I mean, she didn't, like, change any, like, proportions of your face.
No, she just blurred my entire face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been more offensive if she, like...
She was like...
No, that's kind of what I was expecting.
I just saw and I was
so.
Like, please don't face to me. I didn't say anything, obviously. Like, I don't care, because I didn't do it. But
yeah.
It was just awkward. I'm like, damn, she thought I was busted. She Facetuned me. But anyway... That's all I have today.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and learned something new. And
yeah,
love yourself.
Lance, give me some of your clothes.
No.
That's all I got to say.
That's so funny. All right. Well, we love you guys and we'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.